since 1988.
Inside the Beltway to get the true buzz from talk radio news. Ellen Ratner joins us. Ellen, there's a lot actually going on in and around Washington. I'm going to ask you about the G20, the president going there because everything's exploding in Greece. And now that Papandreou wants to put the vote to the public, in other words, the bailout scenario, it could end up reverting back to 2008 from all the financial people that I've talked to. But what I think is going to happen when the president arrives, and already has happened, what I understand with Chancellor Merkel and Sarkozy and whatnot, they're kind of trying to hotbox Papandreou and getting him to say, no, you don't want to put a vote to the people. So I wonder if he'll reverse this. And that's what this meeting's about, a lot of it. It was supposed to be other things, but have you heard the same thing?
Well, it's supposed to be a lot of things, but it is going to be all Greece all the time until they figure out what they're going to do about that problem. Because, frankly, that has, it's like a volcano kind of overshadowing, you know, a sunny beach. It'd be very nice to talk about, oh, let's play volleyball, and what can we do for the rest of the world, and you got this volcano in your backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that analogy. It is. It's a volcano that will definitely affect not just Europe and all 17 countries in the EU, but, of course, the United States. There would be some blowback effect there, so I'll be curious to see what comes out of that meeting. A meeting took place, actually, in Washington, breaking bread-wise. Eric Cantor had dinner with the vice president, with the Bidens. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall? What do you think they're talking about there?
Well, I think I'd love to be a fly on the wall during that, but I got news for you. There is going to be no readout of that meeting, and I'm not even sure there's going to be any leaks because they don't need translators, and so I think it is just going to be a meeting, and we're not going to know what happened. But clearly they're going to be discussing the rough budget issues that need to be talked about.
Yeah, I agree. Then Speaker Boehner, who, of course, played golf with the president, now that's been a couple of months, is dogging on the president again, saying he's spending, what, too much time around the country? So that they have kind of a, he has kind of a passive-aggressive relationship, it seems, with Obama.
I mean, the two of them, it is amazing. One day he's saying, well, the president does this, and the next day he's just simply beating on him. It really is quite astounding.
Yeah, I agree. What's going on with Mitch McConnell, the minority leader? He's talking about now, again, a different alternative to the jobs transportation bill, a transportation jobs bill or something.
Well, he wants to put his own bill forth. This is always that tax creator stuff that, you know, originated in the House, and they're basic. I mean, I haven't seen the McConnell bill, but trust me, it's not about creating jobs. It's about making sure that the quote-unquote job creators have tax breaks.
Yeah, there you go. How about, I hate to ask you this because I'm sick of it myself, but the whole Herman Cain thing, now new things are coming out and there might be another woman and they're talking about, well, let her talk, forget the confidentiality thing and et cetera, et cetera. It still is creating buzz in Washington, isn't it?
It's creating a lot of buzz in Washington. The question is that how much of this is going to stick? So far, nothing has stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, hey, I said that. As much as you have to know what the details are, that's the thing. What are the details? What happened or whatever? You know, then other people say, well, who cares? It was 12 years ago. But I think when you and I talked last, you made a good point in saying, here's the thing. Is this some kind of pattern or no, or it's nothing, or we don't know. We just don't know.
We have no idea.
Yeah, no idea. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. That's where we'll end it. Thanks so much. All right, coming up here on this first hour of the show, of course, we're going to dive more into Cain. There's a third woman that came out with some allegations, and then there might be ties to the Perry campaign. Because you have to think about it. Who leaked it in the first place? Where did Politico get their information? Somebody dumped it to them. And it wasn't the Restaurant Association, because that doesn't really make any sense whatsoever. Democrats, eh, what's in it for them? I don't know that a Democrat necessarily goes after Cain, not this early on, certainly. I mean, hey, it's dirty pool all over the place when you talk about politics, and if somebody starts to really seem to strike the right notes with the public and there's concern over, geez, he might really be a challenger, I would think that you'd have to look among the people who would have the most to gain. So Herman Cain blows his temper. We're going to let you hear that coming up in our next segment. The bad thing about this is, the good thing about Cain is that he is naive to the political ways of Washington, D.C., so he's not tainted. He's the outsider. When you're the outsider, you come in, it's a whole fresh new day, a whole fresh new game. And that's not the way Washington works. That's why so many people that try to get elected to Senate, to Congress, to anything, to any of the positions, and then, of course, ultimately the highest, to be the president of the free world, to be the president of the United States, you got to have friends in your back pocket. People teach you how to get in there in the machine. You got to get on committees. When you're in the Senate, when you're in the House, you make more money, you get more power, you get more attention. That's the way it is. It's like a corporation. It is. Washington is a corporation. You're either on the inside at the corporation or you're on the outside. Cain is on the outside. That's what so many people like. That's what so many of us like. But it's costly to him in another way when he's trying to be forthright, it seems, and he's dogged by questions by reporters. There aren't people around him to tell him to say, listen, I'm here to talk to these doctors. I'm here to talk to these people. I'll gladly answer questions. I've been answering questions. But that's what I'm talking about right now. And then not explode. So it's starting to get to him because now you've had 4 days, 3 days, really, of all this attention focused on what happened when he was with the Restaurant Association. What about these women? Will the confidentiality agreement be lifted? Can they speak? All that kind of stuff. And it's not going to go away. But I want to know who put it out there. To me, that would be one of the more interesting twists in this very crazy couple of days that have been strung together now, thanks to Politico on Sunday night dumping that story. And then this third woman coming out, too. You know, are we all of a sudden going to see different people coming from different parts of his life claiming harassment? Also, here on this hour of America tonight, we're going to introduce you to a lady that I think some of you will be able to relate to. You know, your life's going around, is going okay. You're sailing along. You wish you had more money. Maybe you're stringing jobs together. You're trying to pay your mortgage, all that kind of stuff. But knock on wood, whew, you got your health. Then you talk to people who have serious health problems. One day they're okay. The next day they're diagnosed with MS. The woman I'm going to introduce you to, her husband ended up with brain cancer. And what she found out from the doctors wasn't very reassuring. He ended up living a lot longer than what he was told would be the probably end date of his life. And the reason why is partially because she asked a lot of questions and looked at alternative ways that he could heal certain things in this journey instead of just the traditional treatments. And you think about that when you go to a hospital, when you are there with a couple of different doctors and you hear different things that are said to you when you're laying in a hospital bed and you're still trying to get over the shock of whatever the diagnosis is. So I can't wait for you to hear that. That's coming up in For Your Health. That's at the bottom of the hour. We come back on the flip side, though, how Cain lost his temper. Next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Is this the end of the Magical Mystery Tour that Herman Cain is on, trying to get that bus pulled all the way in to the finish line in Tampa and grab the Republican nomination in the race for president in 2012? That's where we're at here on America Tonight. Everybody in the nation is talking about this, and this really is truly backyard buzz, right? I think America Tonight is about that. That's why I always invite you to throw in your two cents. I mean, here's a great question. One, are you sick of hearing about this, which I think people do want to hear about it because it's that gossip that you can't help but rubberneck over. And if you're a Cain supporter, you really like this guy, and you think he's getting jobbed, and you think he's getting screwed by this whole thing, and it is a witch hunt, and it's a bunch of nonsense, then you're aggravated. You're aggravated by it, and you want to know. You want to see this come clear. You want him to be cleaned of all of this. So there are a lot of problems. There are a lot of problems with the story to begin with because you don't have the people speaking out. You don't have somebody saying, okay, here's what happened. I was on the job, A, B, C, D. This is why this happened. I was listening to an employment lawyer today, and we just had somebody on the show talking about sexual harassment from the employment law point of view. What does a company do? What rights does the employee have? And what about the person being accused? And there are still a lot of gray areas here. The one woman absolutely got paid the salary, which was $35,000. So they thought enough that, okay, we're going to pay her the salary. But to me, does it mean what is the definition of what happened there? We don't know because we don't know what the incident was. Usually, my experience, if it was a big harassment case, the person would be let go. Whoever it was, the general manager, the CFO, the CEO, I mean, you know, name them. Pick any of the C-level people or anyone at the top of an organization, and a lot of times they just resign. Nobody might know what happened, but they go off, they resign, whatever it might be. Or it's a big, nasty nightmare, and it is splashed across the so-called front pages, but they're gone because they don't want that person representing them. Now, in the case of this restaurant group, this is why I don't think they leaked the story to begin with. The reason I don't think they did is because it makes no sense. They gained nothing from this. They liked Herman Cain. He made them a lot of money, and he raised the profile of this very little itty-bitty group that he jumped into that suddenly became something with more teeth in the lobbying sense. So he took them from the from obscurity to putting them in the spotlight, and he was liked. So that doesn't make any sense that they would do it. And from the Democratic point of view, I don't think it makes much sense there either, although that's not a complete impossibility. So Cain, to me, and I think he will, or I think this has already been discussed, he has to just tell them, look, make public any information on this charge. I'm fine with this. If they're sealed, if it's whatever, that's fine. If they agree, I agree. Let it out there. Just go ahead and let it out there. And he gives you the sense that he's fine with that. So if that's the case, then he's not hiding anything, because he certainly knows what would have been in this situation, you know, whatever ultimately was sealed away that sent somebody getting their year's salary. He has to know some of it now. If he's not, this is what makes me think it's weird. If he's covering it up, he's doing a good job of it, because I think he's sincere. He just seems so sincere when you listen to him. And then other people are saying, well, how come he doesn't remember all these details? Listen, I work in the world of broadcasting, and I've met a ton of people in my travels. There are people, sometimes they get in touch with me, that I can't remember who they were. I can't remember who they were. I work with them now. I wasn't accused of any kind of harassment of them and vice versa. But things move fast, so I'm going to let him play the benefit of the doubt card with me until it comes out for sure that this guy is dirty, that he's nasty, that he did several things to women that were rising through the levels in corporate America. If something like that comes out, okay, different. And the only way, in my mind, for him to get past this and enjoy the magical mystery tour that he's on is to just say to them, listen, just release the report, whatever. Let it go. Let it be released. That way, he's taking a proactive approach to it. He's encouraging them to let it out there and then let people decide for themselves. Because the campaign with very inexperienced people is not handling this that well. It's what we want to we uphold Herman Cain and like him, many of us, because he doesn't have that experience. But on the other hand, because he doesn't, there's a thing called great PR people. And President Obama knows all about that because he had good people around him that knew what they were doing to help him get elected. Herman Cain is not that guy. So there are a lot of, I'm not saying there's nobody that has any experience, but they're very, very inexperienced, and they're letting things happen that I think make the situation look worse. Look worse. And he continues to deny, when he was the CEO in the 90s, that he harassed anyone. That it's not true. It's a bunch of nonsense. And the other part of this is, because he's being hounded by it, and because he's the big story anyway, and he wants to be president, so people are following him and asking him questions about all kinds of things, 999, how he feels about this issue, how does he feel about religion and this and that. I mean, just pick any hot-button issue, any issues going on, and that's fair game. Of course it's fair game, because he wants to be president. And frankly, I think this is fair game, too, because you have to decide. Me personally, do I care so much about all these crazy things people are trying to scrape up about others? No, I'm not so concerned about that, but I know it's fair game. Because when you want to run for this office in the world we live in now with so much information at our fingertips at the speed of lightning, you have to own it. Whatever it is in your past, the good, the bad, the indiscretions. I mean, look, we had pictures of Barack Obama, who is our president, smoking pot. What about George Bush and drinking and cocaine? What about Clinton? Women. Marijuana. I did not inhale. So there's a human side to these people that we've elected. And those pictures and those stories and those whatever, they get beyond it. Does he get beyond this or not? So here's what happened in one of the stops. He was talking to a group of doctors. And unfortunately, the questions that he constantly was getting peppered with just set him off. And here's a little bit of that exchange with this reporter so you can hear.
But are you concerned about the fact that these women do want to, that perhaps one of them wants to come forward? Are you concerned about...
Excuse me.
He didn't duck the question.
Excuse me.
Okay, so you hear him. Excuse me. And the other part of that is, he said, I'm talking to these doctors. I've answered these questions. This is what I'm going to be talking about today. That's what I'm going to be talking about. But because he got... He lost his temper a little bit, and then they kind of jostled a few of the reporters who were on top of them, to be fair, and walking backwards when he was walking out of this hospital area. That gets reported. Oh, they were a little rough on some of the people, some of the reporters that were there. It was like paparazzi. If you remember when Paris Hilton went to prison, remember the flash bulbs? You could have gotten a suntan if you were sitting in the car that she was sitting in when she was escorted into prison. Well, it was very similar to that with Herman Cain, because now you have all kinds of media people. It's not the usual political types that do this for a living. It's all kinds of people, your TMZers, your National Enquirers. After all, they were the ones who broke the story on John Edwards having a baby with another woman. So any media, it's fair game. But does this hurt him? And the answer is yes, because when you lose your temper, it just makes you look guilty. Now, the other part of this is there's lots of rumors swirling around that it's somebody else running against Cain. So you think of all the people who are running for the Republican ticket. And Mitt Romney's name comes up, but everybody says, nah, it can't be Mitt Romney. That doesn't make any sense. He's just even sidestepping any questions. It's Rick Perry. It's Rick Perry, because a supporter of the Texas governor told a radio station that he witnessed harassment as a staffer at the Restaurant Association. And so then everything explodes that, well, this guy supports Perry, and so of course he's on a radio station dogging Herman Cain. I just don't think it goes away until more comes out. The who, what, where, when, why. Some of those details, I'd say let them come out and then be done with it. You might disagree with me. We're going to pick that up after our conversation next that will open your eyes about health care. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Segment called For Your Health, and I really take this one to heart. I do. We've been doing it now for probably the last 8 months, and I get so much response from so many of you listening to the show. How often we are jumping up and screaming and yelling about everything that's going on in Washington and so much of the politics of our time that annoy us and beyond, that sometimes we forget about other things, important things like your health. So this is a perfect thing for us to talk about here, as we have so much going on in ATN. And we're welcoming from our green room Julia Shopik, and she has written a book called Honest Medicine. I love that title. Julia, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kate. I really appreciate it.
You know what? Honest medicine, that's great. I love that. Just right there. It's to the point, and it makes me think a lot of different things when I hear that. How did you come up with the idea that I got to put this down, we got to roll with this, we got to do a book on this? What was the genesis for that happening?
The genesis for it happening, Kate, was that my husband was a 15-year survivor of a cancerous brain tumor. And throughout those years, I found that I was discovering treatments for him through my research that prolonged his life. He was given 3 years to live. He lived for 15 years. And I found that the doctors were very uncurious about the treatments. These were very low-cost treatments that I found for him that I did. I don't want to make it sound as though we didn't listen to the doctors, because we did do the regular treatments. You know, he did have surgery, he did have chemo, he did have radiation. But the treatments that prolonged his life, some were nutritional, some were not. But the main thing that I found was that the doctors, as I said, were not at all interested in learning what we were doing. And that was okay. Pretty selfishly, I was like, well, okay, so they're not stopping me, right? And then in 2001, he had a recurrence of the tumor. And I won't go into that much detail, but it's very unusual for a tumor to wait 10 years to come back. He had been initially diagnosed in 1990, and this time his skin would not heal. It absolutely would not heal. And the doctors kept doing all that they knew how to do, which was to keep operating to try to find two pieces of skin that would hold. Mm. And as they were doing these, what I now call surgical assaults on his body, because nothing worked, he was becoming more brain injured, more paralyzed. He had walked in fine. He was becoming paralyzed. And he ended up being bedbound, incontinent, et cetera.
Mm.
And finally, I found through my research and a contact with a doctor, you know, a holistic doctor, a treatment that was known to heal wounds. It's called Silverlon. And it closed his skin up overnight. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, this is fantastic. But the doctors were not interested in this one either. And then I knew that something was really, really wrong. With something was going on in American medicine. You know, if the doctor can't figure out how to treat something, if a family member finds something that really, really works, I would hope that the doctors would want to learn from it. But they didn't.
Wow, no kidding.
No. And, you know, but they went further than that, Kate. One doctor who had actually liked me before this came up to me and he said, you know, I don't think it was what you found, with the accent on you, that healed your husband's skin. I go, well, Bill, what do you think it was? He said, I think it was the vancomycin. And I said, well, Bill, that's the IV antibiotic that he'd been on for 6 weeks. I said, Bill, he's been on it for 6 weeks. He said, I know. Vancomycin is like that. It kicks in. I was stunned. Because this was an opportunity, you know, this happens a lot with patients whose skin has been radiated, that when they have another operation, it just won't heal. That this was an opportunity for them to be interested in learning about a low-cost, very non-toxic treatment. So I said to myself, you know, there must be other treatments out there that are low cost, that work for life-threatening diseases, that are non-toxic, and that doctors just aren't telling patients about. And that's the genesis of the book. I hope I didn't take too long to explain it.
No. It's fascinating. And imagine, how long do you think your husband, because I'm sure you didn't think you were going to delve into finding out all these alternative treatments and what holistic medicine could do. When he first was diagnosed, you were probably expecting, well, we're going to get all this information, they're going to make him feel better, we're going to be positive, all that kind of stuff that people say when they first get a diagnosis. If you hadn't done that, how long do you think he would have lived?
Well, I started doing a little research after he had made the five-year mark and so on. I thought, oh, my God. Because he really, the prognosis for an astrocytoma 3 really is 15 months to 3 years. So, and the doctors had basically said that. So I think that, now I cannot discount my husband's positive attitude and his great will to live. You know, I can't take all the credit.
Sure.
And I wouldn't want to. But basically, no, his life would have been much shorter. The treatments that I found to write about, though, I had learned about while he was ill. But, you know, you know how sometimes later things fall into a pattern for you?
Yep.
You know, you're learning about them and you don't know why, you know? But so I found three other treatments to write about that I'm so excited about it, because I am finding that people are hungry for knowledge about these other treatments, you know, treatments for conditions like MS, pediatric epilepsy, lupus, you know, things that are, that the medical people are not really finding good treatments for, you know, other than drugs that are very toxic.
Yeah, and do you find that's what it is? People are tired of that because, as you were talking about the skin situation with the radiation, you go through the ringer and then you're not getting what you think you're going to get at the end, which is prolonged life, healthier life, beating the odds of whatever it is. You know, you think of how MS is, and that can devastate people. Everybody's body's different. And it seems as though, and I've done many things with people with MS, fundraising-wise and whatever, and the stories are so tragic. And you keep saying to yourself, boy, isn't there something we could do to make their lives better? And you're finding that that's what it is, that if this holistic approach, if there were other things that were opened up and people knew those avenues, maybe it would make a difference?
A huge difference. You know, in now you mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned the MS, because in Honest Medicine, in my book, I would say that the treatment that I came across for, that is so good for all, not all autoimmune diseases, but most of them, and not for everybody, but for a huge percentage, is called low-dose naltrexone. And it is the MS patients that have taken this like a cause celebre. They are, if you put in low-dose naltrexone, and I can, do you want me to spell that?
Yeah, do it.
Naltrexone is the one, you know, low-dose, that's obvious, L-O-W-D-O-S-E. Naltrexone is N as in Nancy, A-L-T-R-E-X-O-N-E. And low-dose naltrexone, there are now so many blogs and websites devoted to low-dose naltrexone. You can actually go on my website, which is honestmedicine.com, and there's a lot of information about low-dose naltrexone, as well as in my book. But this, to me, I almost get tears when I think of it, because the MS patients, the multiple sclerosis patients, have been put through so many toxic, really expensive, but their insurance pays for it if they have insurance, drugs that have to be injected. They're injectables. And there are so many side effects. When they find LDN, as low-dose naltrexone is called, they get first angry. You know, why didn't I find this before? And then they say, I've got to help other people. You know, other people suffering. And there are so many Facebook. I know you're on Facebook, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many Facebook groups devoted to low-dose naltrexone where the patients help each other, you know, find doctors who will prescribe it, find pharmacies who will compound it. It's a wonderful, it, to me, this is how medicine is going to change. The
yeah.
patients helping each other.
There you go. I'm glad you said that, the patients helping each other. We only have a couple minutes left, but again, we're speaking with Julia Shopik, and the book is called Honest Medicine, just like the blog. What is your ultimate goal with this message? What is the ultimate goal you want people to know about?
My ultimate goal is, it's kind of twofold. One is what I just said, you know, basically Margaret Mead, you know, the anthropologist,
mm-hmm.
put it this way. Never doubt that a small group of committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. And the other thing that I want to get across to people is follow your gut and do your own research, or hire somebody to do it. You know, somebody who is open to both the conventional and the non-conventional. Because I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes there are good conventional treatments.
Yeah.
But don't just take what your doctor says, especially if it's not working.
Sure, don't rely on it, because look at your story. Look what your husband, Tim, what a difference that made.
It did.
Yeah.
And so I'm just hoping, I'm so delighted because people are calling me from all over the world, all over the country, and writing from all over the world. You know, we read your book, we help us find a doctor who will prescribe low-dose naltrexone. One of the other treatments, by the way, I know we don't have time, is the ketogenic diet.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Moving along, talking about Herman Cain when we first jumped on the air. And is this it for Cain? And who's trying to bring him down? Is there, what's the end game here for this story? And politics is dirty. There's no question about it. Whatever you have to be an open book. You have to be vetted. So I'm assuming he wasn't vetted that well either. This shows you, though, how he's not a career politician, because normally that's what you would have. He would really, really be vetted and know that, okay, anything, any suspicious stuff, something that happened, something that anyone could bring up, whether it's fair or foul or stupid or whatever, something that you did, as I mentioned before, with other presidents, indiscretions with Bill Clinton, whether it was pot with other presidents or cocaine or drinking or something, that's all part of the deal. It's all part of being a candidate. Everything comes out. It's not like the old days. It's not like in the very beginning of our young history. And then somewhere in the middle, there might be gossip and people might have known certain things about presidents. But the mass amount of people across the country really didn't know. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, you get the first crack at it. It's all cane all the time. You just can't avoid it.
I don't think it's going to be cane all the time for long.
You think he's going down?
I think it's 999 is going to be the German. No. You know what? Today, he put the nail in his coffin, and it wasn't about sexual harassment. He was asked about China, and he says, he starts mouthing off about, you know, they're building an aircraft carrier, and they may try to develop nuclear weapons. Hello? You know, China developed nuclear weapons in 1964.
A long time ago, yes.
You know, and then so it's like, you know, Saturday Night Live is loving that. Come on, you have to have a certain ability. You know, I'm not going to go and try and play in the NBA.
Why not? They need a few good men. They can't even get their act together. But okay, I got your drift.
See, you know, I mean, you have to know. You can't go into all these interviews and pretend you're a businessman talking about your show or about your brand, because you know, free publicity for a businessman is like nirvana, and they just start going, oh yeah, that's it. We got the best I'm Mr. Delaney here, and my wife has the best talk show host. She's no one can even better than Rush Limbaugh, because you don't have to prove that. That's the way they roll,
right?
But politics is not the same thing. I think he you know, his fire, we love his fire and we love his spirit. But we need somebody. We can't have another on-the-job training guy in the White House. And, you know, when he doesn't even know that the biggest country on earth, the last communist country on earth, which are both the same, has hundreds of nuclear weapons. I just, that's too big of a mistake.
Well, and you know what? This is what people nailed Michelle Bachmann for, what she knew or didn't know about history references even. But she is a member of Congress, so she gets all that. She gets the process. She gets all the other things connected to it. So you do have a really good point. And you know what, Tomas? That's kind of being lost in all of this because of the harassment stuff.
I think it's going to start to percolate a little bit more, though, because a lot of people in the conservative side, you know, we don't want to have another McCain running there, somebody who is just so old and decrepit that they, you know, he's oblivious to the situation around him. And, you know, I mean, Obama would just eat him up on that. You know, I hate to say it, but you know, it looks like we're going to get Mitt. It looks like we're going to get Mitt Romney. I don't see, you know, unless Sarah Palin comes riding to the rescue there, and of course that brings a lot of baggage. But I just think that the China mistake was a big, you know, it was just like
it,
a Perry
it is, it's
saying
a big blunder.
He was giving. Yeah, just like Perry giving $100,000 to illegal aliens to go to college in the United States. You know, another one bites the dust. Anyway, we'll see what's happening, and have a good night.
All right, thanks, Tomas. Great call. Good point. He brings up the other side of this that, you know, we're kind of missing because of the focus on the harassment thing. But when you get down to it, it's also the qualifications for the job. Now, he said it. He's right. We like Kane. Why do we like Kane? We like that he's inexperienced in one sense, because we're tired of the same old, but at the same time, you have to be careful, because remember, who's ever elected, it's like Tomas said, you don't want on-the-job training, but because of this 48 hours of the harassment thing, all the other stuff aside, that's not even being questioned. So, when it gets to the primaries, when it gets to more of these caucuses, we'll see how he survives. Well, I mean, we'll see if he survives this anyway, the candidacy in the first place, because of these cases. And of course, there's blurry lines. We talk about all that, and This was big in the 90s, too, still big now. But will, you know, what's the original settlement with the restaurant association? Is she going to get released from her confidentiality agreement so she can talk openly? It seems so that that'll probably happen. Leaks happen, all that sort of stuff. She got the full year's salary. Then there's this third woman that also stepped up, too. So we'll see. You know, eventually the truth will somehow flutter out. And I don't know with the upcoming polls if he'll still keep getting these bounces, because the interesting thing about this, and Tomas knows this too, is because a lot of people have been through this, down this road, and have been blindsided by allegations or other things that have happened, and they like him, and they like that he's authentic. He's getting more money. More people are donating to his campaign. People are interested in hearing what Herman Cain has to say. So, you know, what could be interesting, I was thinking about this today, Mitt Romney is the guy. Tomas is right. Mitt Romney is the establishment guy. And if Mitt Romney is the guy, who is that he needs on his undercard to give him a stronger ticket? Because that's what he'll need. He'll need a stronger ticket. Now, I said the thing about the third woman, so I want to make sure that we wiggle this in here, too. The third woman considered filing. There was another woman that considered filing a complaint against Cain over what she said was aggressive and unwanted behavior when she and Cain worked together at the same place, at the restaurant place, the restaurant group. And she said the behavior included a private invitation. Now, this gets juicier. A private invitation to go see his corporate apartment. And she said he made suggestive remarks, gestures, and did it the same time that the other two coworkers had settled harassment complaints against Cain. So the woman was approached by a bunch of news people, and she was, you know, said that she would only speak if she was anonymous, because she doesn't want her name all over the place. She doesn't want to lose her job, and she doesn't want to damage her reputation. But she said that that's exactly what happened, that he asked her to go back to the apartment and all this other kind of stuff, but she did not want to be named. Now, is this a smear campaign, Rick Perry? That's what some people are saying, that has something to do with that. Perry's spokesperson, Ray Sullivan, says it's reckless and false and ridiculous. But we haven't heard the last of this. And whether he takes himself down because of what he does or doesn't know, information about our allies and our enemies and our in foreign relationships, or whether it's domestically too as well, or whether it's the harassment claims, who knows? But I guarantee that I think there's going to be a resolution to this before the end of the year. Does he go the same road that Perry went down, where he starts to see the poll numbers decline, and by the time you get to January and the first primary in New Hampshire, things have fallen apart for him? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on the email and you're in.